The Rise, Imitation, and Fall of Dick and Jane. Market Capture and Expansion. By the mid-1950s, the Dick and Jane readers reached their peak in popularity. Domestic market sales indicated that an estimated 80% of elementary school classrooms in the United States utilized Dick and Jane readers. Packaged with oversized flip books, flashcards, and workbooks, the reader's subject matter had expanded beyond just reading development to include spelling and writing exercises, as well as basic instruction in social studies, social development, and health. Scott Forsman and Company also began publishing texts for parochial schools, with series created for Seventh-day Adventists and Catholics in the United States and Canada, known as Fun with John and Jean, as well as marketing multilingual series to French-Canadian Catholics, Before We Read, and Filipino Catholics. Leaving no market untapped, the company also released several editions in Braille.